USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week, when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets the death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Voters in Wyoming and Alaska are heading to the polls on Tuesday. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is facing an uphill battle in her GOP primary against attorney Harriet Hageman, who won the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Cheney has outraised Hageman by over $1 million, with most of that money coming from outside the state. As far as what's happening on the ground in Wyoming, this voter tells MSNBC who he'll be voting for.
I'll be voting for Hageman because I think she stands more for Wyoming values than Liz Cheney. I had a lot of respect for Liz Cheney, and some of the things she's done of recent, I didn't think it represented the voice of the Wyoming people, and so I chose to vote for Hageman.
The FBI is releasing a report regarding a fatal shooting that took place on a movie set.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined that the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust in New Mexico required a pull of the trigger to fire the weapon. That's according to a forensics report. Alec Baldwin was holding the gun when it fired, killing the woman. Actor Alec Baldwin's attorney disagrees with the FBI's findings. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is holding steady at $3.95 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.